And what about the one that runs over there by the fairgrounds out to I-285? You know, if you take the connector, or if you go southbound on I-85 and I-75, and you turn off to go to Greenbrier, or out by the fairgrounds, what's the name of that road that's sort of limited access? I think it is. I'm not sure.
Well, you got me. I don't believe I'm familiar with that one.
The Lakewood
exit?
Yeah, Lakewood.
That's around the fairground down there.
Yeah. What's the name of that one now?
That's Lakewood Avenue. That used to be the way you got to Lakewood. When I was a boy in school, we used to have to ride the streetcar and drive that. It's the only way you had to get to Lakewood.
Is that limited
Price
access
Street.
Now?
No, I don't think so. You know, it's just like it used to be, except people just don't use it because they call it the surface road. You know.
What do you consider the main streets in Atlanta, the main street to begin?
Oh, the main street is Peachtree Road.
Mm-hmm.
On this side, and on the other side, it'd be Boulevard, Bankhead Highway, and Porcelain Avenue. Those are the main four that come right
and
down.
Downtown, what's
well,
the
see, Edgewood Avenue, Auburn Avenue, and Marietta Street, and Pryor Street, and all those are all right there together. That's where it gets its name, Powerful.
Downtown, back to one other thing. I've heard of Sweet Auburn before. You know where that is?
Sweet Auburn.
Yeah.
Auburn Avenue is where the Brown Derby and all is, and that is a section where it used to be all the nightclubs and the big swing spots for the black color.
Is that right?
Yeah. Still is.
Uh-huh. And you hear about them want to redo that or something like that, redevelop it.
Yeah.
Huh. Let's see, the neighborhood streets around here, just for reference, this street right out here is what?
Oh, that's Lorraine Drive. See, I live on Pine Grove and Standard Drive up there, and they changed the name of that. That was University Drive until they built Standard Club out here,
mm-hmm.
the Jewish Club, and now they changed the name up to Standard Drive.
And
it starts at Druid Hills at the underpass going on the railroad and ends at the Standard Club.
Uh-huh.
It's a short street.
Speaking of the Jewish golf course out here, do you consider any of these shopping centers, do you identify them with any special religious or ethnic group? Like, do more people of one kind shop at Lenox, say, than others?
No, not that I wouldn't think so, mm-hmm. no. Lenox Square, they shop from all over the southeast United States. But I answer more questions in the day's time, you know, where is Lenox Square?
Yeah, you do get
them. Yeah, sure.
And
Alabama, Tennessee, yeah. Carolinas, and Florida. And when I'm on vacation down in Florida, people go to question me about how to get to Lenox Square. They didn't ask about down there.
Yeah, they don't ask about Cumberland
mm-hmm.
yet either, do they?
And they'd fly from Panama City. Some friends of mine would fly up, and they'll go to Phillips Plaza over there, and they won't know where it was. And I said, right across from where Lenox Square is. Oh, yeah, I know right where it is.
Wow.
So they come up in by their clothes.
They don't ask you about Cumberland Mall yet, do they?
No, very. And I'm not too familiar with Cumberland Mall. Really.
Oh, it's got a lot of stores, but it's.
I know it's a nice shop. All these shopping centers are nice.
Oh yeah.
And you take this Northeast shopping center that was built right over here on Buford Highway. You know, that was one of the earlier shopping areas on this side of town, way long before Lenox Square was ever thought
yeah,
of.
Yeah, it looks like an old.
But it never did develop. Because it was a little too far out,
mm-hmm.
and I remember when they started building all those apartments out through there, 20 years ago, right after the war. And I said, "Well, what are they building these out here for? This is too far out, too inconvenient. They didn't have bus lines over anything. Now they have the bus line and everything else over there.
Slews
right in the middle. Yeah. And
the worst place.
Yeah, they didn't have just a few of them over there until recent years."
When you park a car on the street out here, like I park my car,